an Oscar workshop. It's pretty exciting. It's the future, so that's hence the synth wave. We're getting together right now. People are already getting set up. They're way ahead of us. And I got a Wes and a Brent with me.
Bonjour.
Well, hello. Happy Noster Friday.
When I was getting set up today, I saw that this just came out this morning. The Australian news covered Noster, and I thought, well, maybe we'll let them explain what Noster is.
Are legacy social media platforms becoming obsolete? It's a curious question, and one I need to find out more about with Kieran Nolan joining us. He's a STEM wizard at Bonio Primary School who joins me now. It's wonderful to see you. What exactly is this new app that you wanted to bring to our attention today?
Yeah, so I wouldn't classify it as an app.
Okay.
I'd classify it as a protocol. So it's a big difference, right? So like if you look at say Facebook or Twitter/X, whatever we're calling it this week. Instagram, even YouTube, they're all siloed applications with no interoperability between each other, right? It's like you upload to LinkedIn, that doesn't talk to Facebook. It doesn't talk to anything else, right? And the big piece with that is these big companies own all your stuff, right? So, and I think this is really important for young people to understand. As soon as you upload something to Facebook or Instagram, that stuff is belong to them and you haven't got any control over it after that point. So what Noster is it's not another app.
Right.
It's a protocol that gives you control over your own data. Super, super important and super cool. Now, the best analogy...
That's not a great explanation.
To sort of understand what that means.
I also thought we could take a shot at giving a real brief explanation because we're not exactly going to evangelize Noster here. I mean, there are those who are big Noster evangelists, and that's fine. To me, it's kind of like being an HTTP stan. HTTP and HTTPS are very useful. We use them a lot. They've changed the world. But I don't really need to evangelize them. And I see Noster in a lot of the same way. But one thing that Noster does that I find really compelling is the way it does public key, private key identity. So you can move between apps and sites and services. And the Noster protocol is a relay of notes, and they do all the heavy lifting there. And one of the compelling use cases we've seen emerge recently, thanks to the Fountain team, is decentralized real-time chat that you could embed in a website and you could embed in an app. I mean, really anything, because it's just plain text JSON on the back end getting moved around, stored on the Noster network. And so we're putting it to the test right now. That's what Fountain FM's been building at the Fountain FM site. If you go to jblive.tv right now, it'll redirect you there. It's a new live experience, and that embeddable web chat is what we're helping them develop. It's built around Noster. It's using that on the back end. And in the future, it can be pulled into any app or website. It's easy to build tooling around it, like tidal bots or something like that, because that data is just available in JSON. But right now it's early days and you need multiple accounts, and there's multiple ways you can go about it, because it's sort of like how you can have multiple web browsers for HTTP. You can have multiple clients for Noster. And so there's which client should you use? Which services are safe? A lot of those questions. And as we do this workshop, we're really close to some new innovations on Fountain side that's going to make this even easier. But I'd argue it's still worth going through this process because you'll have your own identity. I got some starter links, and I'd encourage everybody to go look at these. They're at linuxunplugged.com/Noster, N-O-S-T-R, because there is some lifting on your part right now you have to do. You're going to need to get your identity set up. You can do that at primal.net. You're going to want Albi as well, where it's going to also be involved with storing your keys and generating an identity. Albi is a very useful browser extension that not only is useful for Boost, but also for interacting with Noster and managing permissions. So you're going to need Albi at getalbi.com. And you're going to need a Fountain FM account to get your friendly name in our chat room. And you're going to need to connect your Fountain FM account to your Noster ID. It's a lot of steps. That is going to get simpler, but it's worth it. Because then you'll have claimed your identity on Noster. You'll have set up with Albi, which is a fantastic open source tool. And you'll be able to participate in our live Fountain FM chats. And as we're stuck to audio only right now, as our OBS machine just blew out, we're going to be using this for the foreseeable future, so we'd like you to be able to participate in that chat. Once you're done, and you have your Fountain FM and your Noster ID connected, post in our live web chat, and we're going to boost you while we're live. We can boost to your Fountain username. So post those in there, and we'll send you a boost. Also, we have a handful. How many do we have left? Going quick, but we have a handful of Albie invites left, too.
Looks so like we've got five left.
And yeah, we sent out five already. Left. That's awesome.
Good. And you don't really need, I don't think, like the full Albie, do you, to use Noster? But I think it's nice to have it. It makes the lightning experience better.
Yeah, I think that does make Albie. I mean, even if you're, you know, you're wary about Albie long term or something, it's worth checking out just because it makes playing with this stuff so much easier. And then you can kind of evaluate, okay, is there stuff there? Do you want to stick around? And then you can make a more complicated setup for yourself down the line later if you want.
The idea here really is this is a promising technology. Even if you just consider, wouldn't it be nice to use a public key, private key system to just sign into multiple apps and services and not have to create user accounts for everything? And even if it's only a handful of things in the world that use Noster Connect, it's better than nothing. But it is a process. It is a process right now, but this is something that will get easier. But they need folks that are savvy, that are willing to do some of these paper cut activities to bang and test this thing so we can get it working well. And then I'd say, you know, in the month or so, it's going to be even a little bit easier for folks. And then a couple of months after that, it's going to be a slam dunk. I already have information on what's coming down the pipe, and I already know it's going to make this a much easier process. So I know it's going to get easier for folks. What we just need to test it out first and make it actually usable. And I'm excited about it because it's all open source. It's all going to be cross-app compatible by default. It's just stuff that's going to be out in the open that we can build tooling around. Matrix, I think, works really well for persistent chat, but I don't think it's going to be great for live chat. I just don't think it's really played out very well for that. We have our Mumble Room open as well if you want to jump in there. We'll be... And I'm going to make sure I got Mumble wired up. We'll be in there if you got any questions. You can get those.
Another thing to figure out, especially while we're doing primarily audio, because Mumble's the best way to listen live.
That's true.
And another thing you have to, you know, get your old private key set up. Now, if only we could, can we get a Mumble version that takes a Noster identity?
That'd be awesome. Probably you could. I mean, you're seeing more and more stuff. So you'll know it's working because you'll get a friendly name when you post in the chat. If you get an NPub when you post in the chat, it means you're just signed up from a Noster side, but not on the Fountain side yet. You got to link that Fountain FMID. And then we'll send you a boost. We've gotten actually a little handful of boosts ourselves. Applesauce TF has boosted us. Megastrike has boosted us. Nick and some guy named Wes. 1,291 sets so far. Look at us. Well, I've given away much more than that so far. We're giving away sats once you get in there. Because that's quite the little journey to complete. So we'll send you a little
help
value.
Help us help you, yeah.
Yeah.
Value for value for value for value.
That's right. That's how we convince Brent to do everything.
That's right, yeah. We're just streaming them sats, or we should
my be. My to-do list just grow? I heard something.
Yeah, get packed. Get packed.
I'm packed.
We're going to be live from Texas Linux Fest, and we'll be using the streaming setup for Texas Linux Fest as well. So it'll be good. Yeah, Megastrike got it working. There we go. Eric Padre got it. Now, is that Eric's first time in there? In the first time in the Mumble or in the web chat? Very well done, Eric. I'm going to send you a boost.
Congratulations!
You did it. I'm going to, guess what? I'm going to send you a boost right now, so stand by.
B-O-O-S-T!
Boop-a-doop. It's really easy because once you have a Fountain ID, you also have a Lightning address. So it's just your username, Eric Padre, at fountain.fm. And
I think we need a reversed version of that boost clip just because, you know, it's going the other way this time.
Yeah. And boost away. Pew! Pew, pew. It is off to the races. Good job, Eric. You just got 2,000 sats in your Fountain account. Pow! How about that? That's pretty exciting.
It is neat to think too, you know. There's all the neat open tech under the hood making this happen.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think there's some really cool tooling we could build around this eventually? You know, something that just is watching that feed. It's just like a Noster client essentially, and then just pulling it in. I wonder, and then I wonder too, like if you could combine something like that with live transcription. I think the future is bright for that kind of stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Like what are you playing with over there? Clue us in.
Well, I was thinking, so, you know, somebody says something that we want to get a clip of. You just, you know, boom, bang, you know, bang clip. And somehow maybe it uses the transcript. I'm not sure. And then it goes back in time in the audio stream and makes a cut. NPub, almost there. You might have it linked. It might have to refresh. They're close. You're close to your sat bounty. Well done, though. You can do it. Nick asks, is there an easy way to self-host a Noster service? You can self-host a Noster relay. In fact, there's a lot of folks that just self-host their own relay. If you have Umbral, it's one of the apps that you can just add. So, yes, you can self-host part of the Noster infer. You could be your own relay.
That should be fun. Play with getting that on inside a Nix Bitcoin type setup.
Yeah. Yeah, like a Nix Noster.
Nix Noster, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it would be kind of neat to have our own JB relay.
Yeah, totally. I wonder, Chris, maybe you could touch on the a bit more about Primal, because I noticed when you get your stuff set up here in our live page, right? If you look at your Noster profile right now in Fountain, you get a link to Primal.
Yeah. Yeah, so I used Primal as sort of the one that I'm kind of most publicly using because it has a web presence. Amethyst is another really good Noster client on Android, and you could just onboard through Amethyst and never touch Primal. But I like Primal because they do have a nice mobile app on Android and iOS, and they do have a nice web app. And you can see my profile if you go to chrislass.com. It'll forward you to essentially what is you're using the Primal client to view my Noster profile. And it's not bad. It's not full featured. I don't think I would say Amethyst, if you're just using this on mobile only, is probably a little better. But I like having a web version. You know, I prefer to post from the web a lot too, because I can type it out on my keyboard and whatnot.
But okay, do you have weird issues? I'm trying to follow you on here, and that's not working. Failed to complete the follow, possibly due to a network error.
I don't know.
No, I wonder. I don't expect you.
I wonder
to.
If you tried it in Amethyst. If you get that.
Could I do that?
I wonder. It is kind of early days, Wes. You know, for me, I'm by no measure a Noster pro.
Oh, well, I feel deceived because, you know, that's why I was here.
Nick in the chat room says Nix Noster on Nix OS. There you go. That's a product right there. Now, just put 2000 at the end of that. Nix Noster 2000. Hey, Anthrope. Yeah, you got it.
Toby Zenotrope. I'm doing this one. I'm getting this.
Are you going to boost? All right. Boost. Yeah. All right. Do it. That's great.
B-O-O-S-T.
Well done. Well done.
Coming in hot with the boost.
I still love that one.
I see. So I just ran into that. Google Reddit said that if you use public and not private Noster key to sign up, it can't follow others if you use public key. I'm not sure what I did. Although I use Primal on my phone.
I just started using it because I think I finally got my Albi Noster stuff set up, my MPub, and then linked it over here and then went over there. So I don't know what I did either. All right, boost away, Zenotrope, boost away.
Ha
ha! Boost!
Enjoy. Thanks for making the climb. In about, 3 weeks, it's going to be a little bit easier, but we are the early adopters on the early adoption train. Brent, did you get a Noster ID set up?
I think I did the last few times that we. Yeah, I think it was working.
I haven't seen the test. Huh?
I haven't seen you post in the web chat yet.
Prove it. Prove. Oh, there he is.
Oh, he did it.
Ba, ba, ba. Okay, we have right. Exactly one Albi invite code left. So if anyone wants it, you got to tag me as quick as you can.
They are going hot, guys.
Oh man, I've been busy.
Well done, Brentley. Well done.
Yeah, I'm going to have to boost Brent now.
Oh, Eric Padre, it's going to your fountain. We're sending this to fountain since you have him. But you know what? I'll send you 1,000 sats to your Albi, because that's fun too. There you go. Enjoy. Here's another bonus 1,000 sats. Oh, it says I can't create invoice.
Ooh.
Oh, I guess it's not at getalbi.com. You lie. You lied. Well. Yeah, so if you when you create a Fountain account, you automatically also get a Lightning ID. So you could have anybody that supports LNURL send you sats to your username at fountain.fm. Handy if you're, you know, if you're just looking, if you're brand new to this and you just want to get going quick, that's a really nice feature. And it'll do more soon. That's also how we manage the splits. You see there in the splits, we send it to BoostBot at Fountain.fm. And then we give them 1% there, and then that's how they can track when boosts come from outside the Fountain ecosystem as well.
So neat.
It is really cool.
I love seeing that flow through.
All right. Is the last one getting... Oh, no. No, it looks like there's still one more Albie invite. Who will it
Applesauce
go to?
Applesauce just claimed it.
Oh! All right. Congrats. Congrats,
this is
Sauce.
Nice, because we've been sitting on those for a bit, and yep. It felt bad. It's like, oh, come on. Folks should use these.
Yeah. I don't know. You need them as much once you have a Fountain ID. I don't know. Although it is nice for using Noster apps to have the full Lightning stuff. Like, that is really cool. Albie is going to add a lot of local hosted focus stuff soon too. So they're going to have some really nice updates inbound.
Is that right?
If people are just joining us, linuxunplugged.com/nostr has the starter kit. There's some accounts you need to go get set up with the ultimate goal of posting in our web chat, and then we boost you once you've made it there. Essentially, the goal is to create your Noster identity, create a Fountain identity, link the two together, and also grab the Albie extension so you can use some of the cool web services as well. Once you have your Noster and your Fountain accounts linked, you post in our web chat, and we'll send you a boost for the hard work. We're kind of going into the audio realm of streaming for a while because the OBS machine blew up. And what we have to replace it costs as much as the power supply to replace it. And, you know, who knows if the... When you have that kind of electrical arcing and phase, you know, browning out, it's possible other things have been damaged as well.
Good time to cook a burger, though, I think.
Sure.
Great time. So this little audio encoder is just slightly larger than a Raspberry Pi in a case. And it runs Linux, although it says version 4.1, which I really hope doesn't mean kernel 4.1.
Oh.
And
that was a fine kernel, okay.
It's just got Ethernet and RCA ports on it, and that's it. And an RS-32 COM port or something. And this little thing, the second I plug it in, it's default to on to stream. So, like, I plug in my information, I hit save, and it was immediately live streaming. I'm like, oh, that is really easy. You know? No OS, no OBS, no nothing. No monitor, no keyboard, no nothing. Just power, RCA, and Ethernet.
So great.
It is really, really nice. Survey says, hey, Clue the Hulu? What do you think, Wes? All right. You just earned yourself 2,000 sats. Well done. We're coming into your Fountain ID right now.
Fountain. Oh, Cthulhu. Oh, that's a fun name and a great little pick, too, you've got for your profile.
Here you go. Enjoy yourself a boost.
Boost!
Headed
a
right
boost from the old gods.
There you go. Welcome in. It's a bit of a climb, but not so bad because now you have it all. And then when we do future streams, you'll be able to be in there and participate. And then it won't be too long until this is built into the app. And you'll be able to do this listening live from the app. No spoilers. But that's the ultimate direction, is that this goes beyond just the web. And it goes into the Fountain FM website. And then if the other apps would like to embed it, they absolutely can. We'll see. But I'm excited about that. I would love to have it broken off into... I'd love to have like a just the chat. As a host, I would like a page I could go to that is... I don't need the full live stream. I don't know. I guess maybe I don't know.
Sometimes you want it, but most of the time you don't, right? If you're already on the show and you're getting live audio.
Yeah. I like having the chat in its own dedicated application. The other thing that would be nice when we do have video again is a way to pull the chat into OBS natively and not have to do like a screen cap of the website.
like an OBS plugin that does it or something?
A plugin, a web view. It really honestly could just be OBS has all those web views. So if we just had...
I guess
the Fountain team would have to make this, but if we had like a URL we could go to, like if it was the same URL, but then you add slash chat to the end of it, and then it was just a full page chat, even if it was just playback, like you couldn't participate in it, but then I could bring that into OBS. NPub 19NF, you're close. You might not have it linked to your Fountain ID yet, or you might need to confirm your Fountain account. You're close, though. You are posting from an Oster account, so you're half the way there. Well done.
Yeah, that seemed to be another Brent, I guess. Brent Stewart, at least going on the Oster profile. But
Oh, look at you peeping the Oster profile early. That's a good idea.
You know.
Why not?
Sneaky, sneaky.
Why those Brents, not? They're nice. They're nice people. The best, really.
Thank you, Oscar. Great. Oscar says we could definitely do that. Yeah, that'd be really useful. I could use that when I'm sitting here, or I could pull that into OBS as a web view. Thank you.
Ooh, yeah, true.
Ah, Zenitrope. You got your boost? Great. Ah, Google got Goose Guy Q. That's great. Hello. Guess who just earned himself 2,000 sats? Pow. We'll look back one day and think it was crazy we just gave all these out. Fountain.fm. Come into your Fountain account. 2,000 sats right now.
Goose Guy Q. I like it. How many goose, how many geese can you fit in a queue?
Yeah, what is a queue of gooses? Is that are they ordering? More than one? Is it just N plus one? question, let's say someone accidentally closed their Nostra profile before saving the private key. Is there a way to recover the account? Probably. Your client will always show you your private key again, I believe. So I think you could go back into Primal if that's what you used, or Albi, and grab the key again. It wouldn't be until you move to a new system, I think, where you'd need to have your private key. So I think you're okay, Strike.
Again, open, though. Sounds annoying.
I'm a Nostr noob, so yeah. I am just learning.
When are you going to learn about Nostr, Chris?
Well, yeah, I know. I'm beginning. I mean, that's part of the process we're doing right now. And look at that. All the Albi invites have been given away. It's official.
We'll see y'all on Albi.
Woo! That's great. Well done, everybody. Thank you, Brent. Crushed it.
Yeah, I kind of got into the groove there. I want to give away more.
Yeah, we got to get you more invites.
How are we feeling gear-wise? Are you guys able to pack like a mic, your mic, or what do we need to do? Like headphones? That's we need to like sort question. That out? We feeling okay?
I love how we just came off a trip and we had it all figured out, like what to do, what not to do, and give it a week. Has it only been a week?
I've got a backpack. We need a big mixer, though, I think the mixer is our biggest question.
Right.
Oh.
Hadia's thinking about sending a box down to family. And I wonder, should I put the Rode Procaster in there or something?
That's so risky.
I know.
That lives on your lap, right? In the plane? I thought that's where it went.
I could definitely fit the Duo in my bag, but I can't fit the...
Right. Then we'd be down one.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. We should think. Just noodle
we
on
could
that.
Bring a separate interface and have one person record separately? That's lame, though.
That's silly.
I do always travel with mine for some reason.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. No. I feel like I should ship it, and then worst case scenario, if it broke, Sinary, I think, says they have a mixer we could probably use, but it's like a Tascam. It's like a step up from the Zoom.
Mixer, right?
Yeah, well, and it's meant more for like portable recording, but I think it could work in a real pinch.
Okay, cool.
So we might have that. It would be so nice to be able to just ship the Pelican case down. I'm sure that would just cost hundreds of dollars, though. But we have a Pelican case here in the living room. All right, so how are we doing? Did we get everybody? It looks like we may have... Is that everybody? Okay, I've caught... Okay.
A couple of folks are still streaming in there from the Albi invite.
I see, and Pencil Shavings is still working. Okay, I've got my public key copied from my Primal. Now what? Okay, so Pencil Shavings, you need to get a Fountain account set up, and then Fountain will ask you to link it to Nostr. There we go. Toby BSD is helping out in the Matrix chat room. Thank you, Toby. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Toby.
Give him a little bit of a a Bierski emoji for that.
Not all right. Quite as good as Sats, but it's close. It's close.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Well, then we'll give everybody a minute. Then hopefully you can just sit, rock. You'll be ready to rock next live stream you can make it to. What is it? What is it? What is it, Wes?
I'd like to find the ideal... what's the best mic stand to use for our REs?
Oh.
Brent's got that good one for his mic.
Mic stand.
I don't know if I've been super happy with the RE ones. Or we should all just bring like Brent style mics for
no mic stand. Oh man.
I was looking at some online, but I didn't really find like an ideal one.
You got one of those fancy like anti-gravity ones. Those are nice.
That would be ideal.
Something just floats?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't hit it as many times. Mine is like cobbled together from stuff I found on Amazon. It is.
Remember when we were like, what would we do if we had an assistant? One of the things I think we could have them do is like research.
Just hold the mics?
No, research rentable studios in Austin.
Yeah.
Find us one that would work for three people. It doesn't break the bank.
That'd be so sweet.
Because this is. I thought
you built a studio down there.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still using it. This is such a problem. You know, this is such a problem we always have. And it's like every trip is unique in that regard. So you can't really universally solve it.
Yeah, you just don't know how many beds you're going to have to be able to like put in your room, you know?
Right.
How many mattresses is this trip?
There's that problem. All right. So you're close. NPUB 1X9, you might still need to link it. If you haven't linked it, you might need to make sure your Fountain account is authorized as well, or activated, I mean. I got all the Albi stuff done, but you're really close. I don't think you need an Albi invite to actually use the Nostr stuff. I could be wrong on that.
Is the browser extension required for this step, or can they just
I don't think... I'm not positive. Maybe. Maybe it is because that's the bit that logs you in and handles the authentication to Nostr. Again, I'm noob here. So maybe. But I don't think you have to have like a... There's a way to use Albi where you're not using their hosted Lightning services. I don't know. I've had an Albi account for so long that I don't remember how it works.
Part of the journey too is like, I remember when I figured all this out while we were live on our trip last time.
Yeah.
And it's just like a whirlwind of like accounts and things connecting and stuff like that. And that's just like, that's the hurdle. And once you're over that, it's like, we've all done that. You're in a good, you know, good company at that point.
And that is the bits that will get easier in the future. It'll be a lot less accounts and stuff like that, but we're just not quite there yet. But soon, probably, you know, by the time we're done festing.
Yeah, that's when we don't need it. No, I'm just kidding.
Toby says, if you reload the Fountain FM page, do you see the live chat and does it say connect Nostr or does it show an arrow for the enter button? Right. That's the key. So if in the chat you see a connect Nostr, then you need to do that bit and that will be where the send the chat button is. So Oscar says, right now you do need the Albi Nostr extension to chat, but soon it'll be integrated directly within Fountain.
Oh.
He says, also thank you everybody for helping us test at this early stage. This is the part we love. Then we get to be hipsters on it, right? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the classic definition, but we'll go with it.
Well, am I having a hard time avoiding spoiler discoveries? Spoilers for Discovery.
I thought that was tomorrow. Why are there spoilers?
No, it's already out. The first episode's already out.
No.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, I'm like, which I watched The Matrix last night with the kids. I'm like Neo dodging bullets, dude, trying to avoid the spoilers. The algorithms know I like the Star Trek.
Yeah.
They want to give me all the Star Trek. Than
that. We have all these AI, you know, GPUs out there, and we can't do semantic analysis and figure out, like, what is a spoiler or not.
Man, if you want to build a chatbot, I am so serious about this. If you want to build a chatbot into every single service, then let me use the chatbot to alter my experience with your service. Wouldn't it be interesting if I could go to Gemini and say, stop showing me Star Trek for the next 6 months? How useful would that be?
That would be awesome.
Or same on YouTube. Like, how long until they integrate Gemini into YouTube, right? And once they eventually do, wouldn't it be great to say, stop trying to radicalize me about X? You know, whatever it might be.
Show me the knobs you've got on the back end here, and let me just like tweak some of those weights a little bit to get closer to what I actually want.
Were you guys there? It was on the last trip where somebody was talking about an experiment that was run where they start they ran it across like 100 instances, and they started with like a really innocent video on YouTube, and then by like 24 hours it was like radicalization material that's just like awful, just like awful stuff, like animals eating animals and just kind of like horrible, shocking stuff.
Animals eating animals.
Yeah, just really like, you know, like so one of them, the one that sticks out to me is like, it's like soft, fluffy bunnies that are just like, you know, frolicking. And yeah, within 24 hours after that, it's like cannibalism amongst bunnies and like just these horrible things.
God.
And like, yeah. And all you do is just hit play and let the autoplay system take you all the way there on its own. Seemingly was the thing. All right. So NPUB 19, NFX is having, or FJ, sorry. Is having some troubles, but they're close. It's close. They're close. How do you link Albi to Fountain? Like, how do I tell Fountain about my Albi? All right. So Elijah asks, how do you link Albi to Fountain? So once you're on the Fountain chat, you'll see a little connect Noster link down in the chat area. You connect that. Albi will come up and be like, hey, do you want to connect these two things? I see this thing's requesting access to your Noster profile. And then you go through the yes prompts.
Keep on smiling. Oh, yeah.
So what do you think, Wes? Do you think we could set up like a new output mix that uses the aux outs that has maybe in Jack that we use in Jack or something that has a compressor and a limiter and maybe a volume maximizer on it? You know what I'm talking about? Like,
Could
Jack maybe see those aux 5 and 6 ports out?
I think it'll have to basically be like we have a certain number of ports on the card.
Yes, right.
So we'll have
we'd have to assign it. Yeah, okay, I see.
Or outputs that.
Yes.
Yeah, that we like drag our post effects stuff to.
Yeah.
And then I think in the like routing matrix in the mixer.
Yes.
We would then assign those to output to.
Yeah, okay. So confusing. So I just did the real basic and I just put the main mix on it, you know? That's really easy.
I mean, it seems to be working.
Yeah, that was the easy part.
But yeah,
but you're right. What we would want is
want more controls.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, hey, Beep Boop is in.
Beep Boop's in. Nice, Beep Boop. Guess
Keep
what?
Beep's booping.
You just earned yourself a boost. Ah, oh, pencil it's also savings. Well done. Nice. Thank you for clarifying, actually.
Two great usernames.
Those are really good. So Beep Boop at Fountain FM is about to get a boost. That's great. So proud of you guys. I know. I've done it. It wasn't super straightforward. That's why you're getting not 1,000 sats, which is what it recommends. You're getting 2,000 sats because
I know. Almost a duck.
You know what? Now it's going to be a duck. Pencil shavings had to go through a little extra hassle. I just made it a duck. There you go. You just got yourself a row of ducks in your Fountain account. Enjoy.
Go send them to a podcast.
Yeah. All right. Now, what about, do we have anybody else that's still on the hill? We won't set up camp until we have every hiker arrives. Brent is working on the fire, though. I think
I'm waiting on Aerospeed to just confirm everything's working.
Nick's got an Oster relay going. Well done. I thought about setting up a relay. I'm using the default relays. Like the apps, obviously, the creators create their own backend relays, but I've been thinking you can go in and edit that and just swap them out. I don't know. There's actually one of the topics on Noster right now is this. The debate is between big relays and small relays and what kind of different reach you get. And it's an interesting debate. I don't quite follow it 100%, but there are little hot issues that float around on Noster.
Oh, here we go. Packaged in Nick's packages. It's Noster-RS-Relay. And yeah, that's right. It's written in Rust.
Yes.
Currently supports the entire relay protocol and persist data with SQLite. Oh, good news. There is experimental support for Postgres.
Well, now you're hooked.
Yeah, what's your excuse, Chris? Yeah.
I mean, you throw it on a VPS, and you could call it the Nix Max Payne Noster. I don't know. Maximum Payne, Noster Maxi Payne. No, that's not. I got
it. Let's find the quick start example uses Podman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's actually nice to see. I wish more
it is.
More defaulted to that. All right. So, yeah.
I'm trying to help Applesauce get going here. Is anybody using the Albi extension on a Mac? Can anyone confirm that works?
I have in the past. I'm not currently, but I mean, I have. Sure. Yeah. It's just a Chrome extension or a Firefox extension. It'll work in, unless there's something.
Safari, it sounds like.
Oh, they just released for Safari. Brand new. Their most latest version supports Safari. Oh, I on iOS. I guess I don't know if it supports Safari on El Mac OS.
Trying the edge cases.
Man,
right? That's a little idea. Yeah.
Tip of the hat to making Safari work for you, though, Sauce. That's impressive. I wish I could do it. There's a serenity now to Safari. It's very simple, fast, lightweight. It respects a lot of the OS APIs, which means it knows how to like put things on like the low power usage. I mean, there's a lot of things to like about it. Except for the fact that it's just not a great browser, as far as for me. But if you can make it work, oh man, I'm kind of jelly. Megastrike, thank you for making it. Back to school linear algebra. Very nice to have you, though. Appreciate it making it.
Hey, linear algebra is great.
Instead of the crossword, that's what Wes does with his breakfast every morning.
It is one of my favorite subjects. That part's true. Come on, vector spaces for the win.
Yeah, well, it came in useful the other day, algebra and the maths, because when you're a kid, you always say, when am I ever going to use this in real life? Well, Dylan and I were out doing an oil change, and I got a new extractor because my old extractor started leaking all over the place. This is my third extractor, and this new one didn't have any notches on the side to tell you how much oil was extracted, which is my method. I put exactly back in what I took out. Real simple, all right? No, got to look up nothing to get wrong, no conversions, just you put in what you took out, one-to-one. So I'm like, here we go. And we're like 90% done, and I look down at the jug, and I realize this damn thing's got no measurements on it. I have no idea how much I've taken out. And so Dylan busts out the tape measure, and measures the circumference and figures it all out. And, well, I think we took out this much. Then we poured it into, I realized we could just pour it into jugs and I could just measure it that way, which is what we did. But he was right. We verified. So, that's good. So the math sometimes comes in handy, even in day-to-day life. Take my hand and come party with me. Come and join in the line. Ooh, I'm the king, I'm the conga. Come join Megalanga. Together we make it stronger. King, I'm the conga. Yes, I'm the king of the conga. But you the king of the conga. So we the king of the conga. All right, so Casey Axiom had to pull out because of family. But I think, Megastrike, if you're still listening, private key is in the Albi extension under the wallet. I think what we could do is we could do a few more finish. We could finish a few more up on Sunday if people are still around. We could perhaps publish this too. It's another option. We might want to consider doing that, and then people could just follow along there. But I think we kind of we've maybe come to a point where people are slowing down, and we can call it good. Brenner, you got any more things in the queue over there, or are we good?
I'm still trying to help Aerospeed get connected here, but maybe I'll send.
Well, I want to send him a
to
boost,
the community because I don't know
what's going on. Is there anything we can help with? Because I'd love to get him into the web chat so we could boost him.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we could help with?
I don't quite know, so I'm going to ask them to share in the chat, and we can kind of community help.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We could do a little wrap it up. I think it was a good experiment, though. I think we can end the recording here. Call it a good, successful experiment. This process will get even easier. Maybe we do this again after the silly season with the new streamline process. Boost a few more faces. Get a few more people using the web chat. I think that could be great. I don't know. Call me optimistic, but I think there's a future there. All right, I'm going to end the recording here, but thank you, everybody. We'll keep streaming for a few more to finish it up. We'll see you live. Today is a classy day. Bada boom.